540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lots of dirty water was distributed. MMSD reports they sent billions of gallons of combined sewage overflow into Lake Michigan. Officials say heavy rainfall on saturated ground overwhelmed the sewer system, triggering discharges that lasted nearly 5 days. The overflow started April 14th and ended April 19th, totaling more than 113 hours, resulting in 2.7 billion gallons released. MMSD says there is a $2 million plan underway to upgrade infrastructure and reduce the risk of future overflows. Milwaukee Alderman Peter Burgelis, who lives in Wisconsin's 4th Congressional District, has launched a run for the state's 1st Congressional District seat. Burgelis says he's running because he believes Washington is not doing enough to help with housing, health care, groceries, and other rising costs. The seat is now held by Republican Brian Stile, who's represented the district since 2019. A woman died in a house fire in Milwaukee Saturday. Officials with the fire department says she was found unconscious and died at the scene. The fire likely started in a kitchen area and there were no working smoke detectors in the home. It happened near 8th and Messmer. Authorities continue to investigate. A bridge project in Oconomowoc came to a sudden stop Saturday when the Lapham Street Bridge collapsed. The mayor there said on social media there were no reported injuries and that the cause is still unclear. The bridge was being rebuilt to add 2 lanes, shoulders, and raised sidewalks. Work was originally expected to finish this summer. Roughly 5,000 lead pipes are set to be replaced in Milwaukee this year as the city continues a long-term cleanup effort. Work will take place in 23 neighborhoods, focusing on areas with older infrastructure. More than 65,000 lead lines are still in the ground citywide. Officials say federal rules require the replacements. Homeowners can look up their status online. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. People across Wisconsin should be ready for possible severe storms late this afternoon and evening, with the best chance in the southwest part of the state. Forecasters say the weather could bring damaging winds, a tornado or two, and heavy rain. That rain could also create flooding concerns. Officials say there's still uncertainty about how intense the storms will be and where they will hit the hardest. Leaders in Wisconsin's Democratic Party are denouncing one of their own supporters over a social media post about assassinating President Donald Trump. The post came from Minocqua Brewing Company owner Kirk Bangstad, who suggested someone should have better aim and promoted a free beer event tied to Trump's death. Bangstad is also the creator of a political action group focused on progressive issues and candidates. State Democratic leaders quickly called the comments unacceptable and said they should be taken down. Bangstad later defended his remarks and has continued to promote merchandise tied to the message. 2 seats on Wisconsin's District 4 Court of Appeals will soon be open, and Governor Tony Evers is asking people to apply now. One judge, Chris Taylor, is leaving after being elected to the state Supreme Court, and another, Brian Blanchard, will step down this November. The district includes more than 20 counties across central and southwestern Wisconsin. Those chosen will serve through terms ending in mid-2027 and mid-2028. The deadline to apply is at the end of May. And Wisconsin saw more houses sell last month compared to the same time a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says existing home sales increased 7% this March compared to March of 2025. They also say those houses sold for more money, with median prices up 6.5% to $330,000. The association says sales rebounded in March after a slow start in January and February. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers shut down the Pirates.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers have the night off after a 5-0 shutout yesterday over Pittsburgh. The Pirates were trying for their first 3-game sweep of the Brewers in Milwaukee in over 10 years. But the crew avoided that with great pitching from Kyle Harrison and a 5-run rally in the bottom of the fourth. Manager Pat Murphy.
Staying relentless and being able to realize the inning's not over when there's 2 outs. You know what I mean? There's still a big chunk of it. It says good things about our offense to come. when we get those guys healthy.
NFL, the Packers drafting just 6 players over the weekend, 4 on defense, 1 offensive lineman, and they traded up to get a kicker, Trey Smack out of Florida, who could replace veteran Brandon McManus this summer.
Brandon's been excellent for us in his time with us, with the exception of that pass game, which I think, you know, we all recognize. But I feel it's important that we address that and have a guy who can go win us games.
That's the Packers general manager, Brian Gutekunst, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Strong to severe thunderstorms with heavy rain likely later today into tonight. We're talking the possibility of wind, hail, even a tornado or two, so be weather aware. Also, an inch or more, some places up to 2 inches of rain possible through tonight. High today, 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 61. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.